from KQED.
Good morning. I'm Rachel Miro, and this is the California Report. Oakland's troubled police department has a new outside consultant, a recognized star in the law enforcement world, Bill Bratton, formerly of New York and Los Angeles, where he presided over a 41% drop in homicides. Bratton also helped the LAPD become more responsive to the communities it serves. Those are qualities not lost on Oakland Police Chief Howard Jordan, whose agency has been engaged in an ongoing battle with a federal judge over a 10-year-old consent decree.
We have a responsibility to respond to that, and by doing so, looking at some of the best practices that are out there, calling on all the experts in the country to find a way to help us reduce violent crime in Oakland.
Crime in L.A. fell this year for a 10th straight year, with small hikes in petty thefts and homicide numbers. Gang-related crimes were down by about 10%. Criminologists the L.A. Times talked to professed to be puzzled at the positive stats, given California's recession, a huge influx of state prisoners into county jails, and budget cutbacks at the LAPD. Misinformation led many California seniors to opt out of adult daycare services earlier this year. They can still opt back in until December 31st. The California Report's health reporter Mina Kim explains.
Nearly 5,000 seniors who qualify for the state's community-based adult services opted out of it when it became a managed care program in October. Some seniors thought joining a managed care plan would mean they could no longer see their current doctors.
A lot of that was due to a lot of provider confusion about how reimbursement works when somebody is in a managed Medi-Cal program and has Medicare as their primary insurer.
That's Jane Ogle with the state's Department of Healthcare Services, which oversees the daycare program intended to keep the frail elderly out of costly nursing homes.
So we spent a lot of time and effort in October and November talking to providers and talking to people at centers.
Ogle says about 700 seniors have opted back in using the state's Easy Way Back process, which allows seniors to be immediately reinstated in the program. The Easy Way Back option ends December 31st, and Kevin Prindeville with the National Senior Citizens Law Center says he hopes the state's education efforts are enough.
We are concerned that some people are still going to decide to opt out because they are confused or because they haven't gotten good information about what it means for them.
The state's Jane Ogle says seniors who miss the end-of-year deadline will have to be reassessed to determine if they are still eligible for the program, a process that could delay their care. For the California Report, I'm Mina Kim.
Public health messages have a way of washing over us unheeded. Eat your veggies, get regular sleep, get regularly tested for STDs. Somehow those mailers the health insurers send out always seem to end up in the recycling bin unread. KPCC's Stephanie O'Neill tells us about a novel approach to get us to pay attention, a telenovela on YouTube.
In the world of Spanish-language TV, the telenovela reigns supreme. These Latino soap operas are rife with scandalous family dramas that keep viewers coming back for more. And the plotline of Altamed Health Clinic's telenovela web series, Sin Vergüenza, or Without Shame, is no exception. Natalie Sanchez is HIV prevention manager for L.A. and Orange County-based Altamed, which produced the original series of four YouTube telenovelas to educate Latinos about HIV and the importance of universal HIV testing.
Telenovelas really capture what's central to Latinos, which is the family. And so in the telenovelas, you'll see an unraveling of the different issues that impact Latinos.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention provided Altamed with a grant of nearly $400,000 to hire a writer, a director, and a cast of bilingual actors for the seven-minute productions that weave their HIV plotline through the lens of the fictitious family Salazar.
It's highly connected to the stories that we hear on an everyday basis here at the clinic from our patients who are HIV infected.
Hilda Sandoval is a program manager for Altamed's HIV unit and a co-writer of the series, now airing on YouTube in both English and Spanish.
The telenovela focuses on one family unit, but it really ties into some of the issues that no one really wants to talk about.
Like homosexuality, infidelity, and risky sexual behaviors, one of which, by the series' close, will lead to a member of the Salazar family becoming infected with HIV. In the first minutes of episode one, viewers wonder if it might be the Salazar's son, Enrique, a law student who lovingly embraces his gay lover, a young doctor, within full view of dad's disapproving eyes.
Mama always wanted me to marry a lawyer.
And I always wanted to marry a doctor.
First year intern, well, we'll get there.
Less than a minute later, though, viewers learn that the family mother, Adriana Salazar, is also potentially at risk, as it seems her husband, Cesar, might be spending his evenings with another lover.
Yeah, ¿qué pasa?
Cesar is going out again tonight. Mama, I think he's cheating on me.
And not even the widowed grandmother, Salazar, is safe from the risks of HIV exposure, as evidenced by this scene.
Well, I'm off to the senior center. It's bingo night, and I'm feeling lucky.
Ooh, lucky, because Mom says Señor Rodriguez is going to be there.
Oh, maybe you'll get really lucky, Grandma.
Yeah, cállense los dos.
The grandmother also is facing really a turning point in her life. She's dealing with going back into the dating scene, not knowing what to do after being a widow for 10 years.
Again, AltaMed program manager Hilda Sandoval.
A lot of times we forget that our elder population really do have a life beyond, you know, their 60s and 70s, and they do go back and start dating. So we really wanted to address that because HIV does not discriminate in age. It affects different members of our community. And so we really wanted to depict what we see happening in our community.
The first two episodes of Sin Vergüenza are now airing on YouTube. They'll be followed by the release of the final two episodes in January. For the California Report, I'm Stephanie O'Neill.
What do you think about Sinvergüenza? We've posted a link up at californiareport.org. Check it out and then give us your review on our Facebook page. And that's the California Report for Friday, December 28th, a production of KQED Public Radio. Our engineers this week were Howard Gelman and Danny Bringer, with additional engineering by Seal Muller and Paul Lancour. Nina Thorson directed the show. Our interns are Catherine Borgeson and Rachel Johnson. Our online team includes Don Clyde and Lisa Pickoff-White. We had editing help this week from Polly Stryker. Our associate senior producer is Victoria Malione. The senior producer is Ingrid Becker. The news director is Bruce Kuhn. I'm Rachel Miro. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by the Wesley Foundation, improving the lives of California's children. The California Healthcare Foundation, supporting ideas and innovations to improve healthcare for all Californians, on the web at chcf.org. And URS, a global engineering and construction firm headquartered in San Francisco, providing engineering, construction, and technical support to public agencies and private companies. URS.com.